We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Right now we bring in Ed Coleman, who is down in the Mets clubhouse after the victory tonight. First of all, what did Brandon Nimmo have to say about his oblique?
He doesn't think it's that serious, but we've heard that from Brandon, I don't know, it seems like 80 or so times this year with various things that have gone on. It's going to sideline him, you know, tomorrow and the day off Thursday. You get 2 days back-to-back, Wayne, maybe it helps out. He thinks he might be able to be back by the weekend, but they're going to be cautious with it.
Now, Brewers will be here starting on Friday, and as this one ended tonight, it ended with a flurry of pitches that were around the head of Rhys Hoskins. First from Jacob Rehm. What was his thought to what he did there? Was there any intent?
He said no. He said there was no intent whatsoever. He was trying to pitch inside. He had a couple of pitches that got away from him. I think your standard rhetoric there that you hear most of the time.
What about the other side? How about Rhys Hoskins?
Yeah, Rhys Hoskins, he wasn't all that happy. I'll read. We got a transcript of what he said down there, and he was asked, you know, what was going on. He said, "I don't know, but I understand baseball. They get hit or they got hit a couple of times yesterday. He didn't miss up and in or out and up to a lefty the rest of the inning, so I'll let you decide what was going on." Someone asked, "Fire you guys up?" He said, "Could be. Big game tomorrow. It's a big game tomorrow before we go back home. Other teams have come up and into you. Why did it bother you tonight?" He said, "I would assume teams are pitching me in because that's where they think they can get me out, and that's fine. That's part of the game. Again, I think most guys are capable of pitching inside and not missing that bad." So it was a shot at Jacob Rehm. Somebody said that was ball four, too, and he said, again, it sure seemed like it. He said they were trying to go inside. Darno said they were trying to go inside, and I laughed. He said, "Yes, it's tough." He said, "Finally, this is the final thing." He said, "It's tough. We just haven't played good baseball these last couple of days. End of a long road trip. Like I said, it's a big game tomorrow. We'll be excited to go back home, but we've got to take care of business tomorrow against these guys." So
you don't want it to turn into bulletin board material, right, for the Phillies, especially with the way that the Mets have just thrown them around here in the first two games of this series.
Yeah, well, I think that's the thing that's bothersome, actually, because I'm just let a sleeping dog lie. They look like they had very little life tonight, and Wheeler took whatever life they had right out of them. I mean, if Gabe Kapler thought this was a must game for them or a game that they had to win, they certainly didn't play like it. Now you have this at the end of the game that may fire them up a little bit for tomorrow when Jason Vargas is out there.
If it was intentional, what would the point have been?
Great question. I don't know. I would love to know what Hoskins said to the umpire prior to the, they were talking together before the first pitch was even thrown, and then the pitch goes over his head. So I don't know if he was saying, "Watch out, something's coming," whether he knew it was coming. He was the last batter. You know, two outs, nobody on in the ninth inning. I'm going to get plunked here. I don't know. I don't know what he said, but you know, the first pitch came a little bit close to the head.
Well, it seems to be a little bit more to the story, and that's why we have Ed Coleman, who's going to find everything out that there is to be found about this situation. Eddie, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
You got it, Wayne. Thanks.